但系将到永嘉我哋所讲嘅都交到主面前，因为自己保罗佢自己之前佢都 confuse 呢个嘅应许同你嘅律法，甚至佢啲同事嗰啲法利赛人文士都同一样。其实我哋都冇俾佢任何好，我哋都同样都系一样系 confuse。神啊，求你都恩待怜悯，帮助我哋去明白你呢个嘅应许就系我哋嗰个信嘅基础。神啊，求你都恩待怜悯，帮助我哋明白。我哋让我哋所讲嘅讲得清楚，听嘅听得明白，翻译嘅都翻得清楚。多谢恩主嚟，我简单祈祷交托，奉恩主耶稣名祈祷。啱啊！当我自己去睇呢段经文嘅时咧，我好中意睇保罗嘅书信，因为保罗嘅书信咧系好有 logical 咁样讲嘅。
When I'm reading the books, I really like to read letters written by Paul because it's very logical.
因为保罗佢所讲嘅嘢咧，就系佢以前佢 get stuck 嗰啲嘢。
Because when Paul speaks, writes in letters, it's the things that he gets confused and gets stuck in.
由于佢遇到基督，神将佢嗰个嘅启示话俾保罗听。
Sorry, missed you. Got distracted.
所以咧就神咧就将呢个启示，保罗喺大马色度遇到神嘅时，神打开佢只眼，所以佢明白到呢个嘅旧约嘅圣经点样通法。
So because God kind of showed him his a vision through the I guess on the road to Damascus, Paul was able to understand God what God wants him to do.
但系神啊，对保罗一个好极大嘅恩典，俾佢能够喺大马色嗰度知道原来基督同主系一样。
But again, God gave Paul a lot of mercy and grace because he was able to show him that Jesus Christ and God is the same.
所以佢查考翻旧约嗰时，佢知道原来旧约所指嘅就系主嘅基督。
And as he goes back and can looks into the Old Testament, the person that he talks about is actually Jesus Christ.
所以保罗佢用好多嘅用呢个第三章嗰度，其实一二三章嗰度一至五章解释到加太俾人听，话俾佢听，嗰个律法原意个律法嘅目的，等你去明白，同埋嗰个应许嘅目的，等你明白。
So as we take a look at Galatians, Paul kind of discovers and talks about what the original purpose of the law and the original purpose of the promise.
因为嗰啲法利赛人同埋文士，甚至现在我哋都系，我哋将啲应许同埋律法咧，我哋系分开咗。
Because back in the days we have the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, and also maybe today we are too. We kind of separated the promise and the law.
因为佢哋分开咗，佢哋系有原因。
And there is a reason why we separate the promise and the law.
佢信咗咁耐咁样分开咧，突然之间叫保罗咁样解释嘅话咧，唔系咁容易入到个脑嗰度。
So for them, even for us, that we have been separating these two principles for that long, but then suddenly Paul comes and put it back together. It's hard for us to understand.
保罗佢自己都透过好多嘅时间，佢先能够明白到呢个嘅应许同埋呢个嘅律法嗰个嘅真正意义。
Okay, so it took Paul a very long time for him to kind of put these two principles together and understand the true meaning.
所以咧，佢用藉住加拉太书第三章，佢解释俾人听。
So therefore, he used Galatians chapter 3 to explain to everyone.
所以咧，我哋千祈唔好有呢啲法利赛人文士嗰个嘅 concept.
So we cannot have the mindset and the concept of these Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
仲要话我哋识嘅嘢就系咁样噶啦，唔需要再多啲噶。
Yeah, so we can't be kind of hard-minded and think that all we know is all that's all there is to know.
就系法利赛人文士就有呢啲咁嘅问题，甚至保罗嘅言言佢都有呢啲问题。
So these are the problems of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, and also Paul back when he was Saul.
所以保罗佢明白到佢哋嗰个弱点，同埋佢哋 stuck 咗喺边度。
So Paul understands their weakness.
因为佢以前就系咁样。
Because he was the same when he was before he became a Christian.
所以我哋一定要有一个嘅开通嘅头脑。
So we actually need to have a clear mind.
去察验保罗所讲嘅系真定系假嘅。
To discover,
睇下保罗所讲嘅系从圣经里边讲咧，定系佢自己讲出嚟。
To see if what Paul is saying in the scriptures is from God or from himself.
其实咧，我哋想总括同你讲。
Basically, in summary.
因为咧，讲当我引用好多经文时，我惊住你 confuse。
Because we're going to use a lot of verses today, so there might be some confusion.
再来就抽几段经文咧，等你去明白。At least 你哋听唔到啲嘢 ，at least 可以有啲经文你可以明白到嘅，咁可以明白呢啲经文。
So we're going to take out a couple of verses and to really explain it to you. Hopefully, you will take these home if you don't remember everything else.
你知唔知道应许与 果冇呢个应许，就唔需要有律法。
Did you know that if there's no promise, there's no need to have a law.
冇呢个嘅应许，唔需要有律法。
So there's no promise, there's no need to have a law.
点解我咁讲咧
？Why do I say this？
因为个律法嗰个嘅总结咧。
Because the end, the purpose of the law.
嘅总结就系 point 去基督嗰度。
Is to direct our attention to Christ.
如果冇神对亚伯拉罕俾个咁大嘅应许嘅话咧
？Because if God did not give this promise to Abraham.
就唔需要有呢个律法去 point 住基督。
Then there is no need to have a law to direct our thoughts to Christ.
唔知明唔明我讲乜嘢？应该迟啲我会解释俾你听。
Yeah, so I'll be explaining about this whole process.
所以保罗佢话应许同律法两个嘅分别。
That's why Paul is explaining to us the difference between the law and the promise.
佢喺呢个三章第十七节佢讲。
So in 3:17 it reads.
佢话这约我是这么说咧。佢话神预先所立嘅约不能被430年以后嘅律法去废掉咗，叫应许归于虚空。
So in 17 it reads, what I mean is this, the law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus do away with the promise.
再睇翻16节，佢话神嘅应许原是向亚伯拉罕同埋佢嘅子孙说嘅。佢神并不是说众子孙指着许多人说，乃是说你那个子孙指着一个人就是基督。
And as we go back and take a look at verse 16, it reads, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed.Scripture does not say and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ.
意思即是话啦，第三章十六节，神所应许嘅原是向亚伯拉罕同埋佢嘅子孙说。神说嘅话系咪 law 啊
？So when we take a look at it, is the promise is spoken to Abraham and to his seed, and is what God said to Abraham? Is it a law?
神所有说出每一句说话都是 law 嚟。
So anything that God comes out of God's mouth is actually a law and a command.
咁神叫摩西430年之后叫摩西，神同摩西所讲嘅律法系咪又系 law 啊
？So then, 430 years later, when God spoke to Moses, what he said to him on the mountain is that also a law?
当然系 law 啦。
Of course it is.
原来应许又系 law。
The promise is a law.
神的律法又是 law,
and his law,
两个都是 law, 咁两个 law 唔通有 conflict?
So these two laws have conflict?
咁边个应该行先啊
？So which one should be first?
咁边个应该边个 support 边个啊
？So which one should support the other?
系咪？大家有冇咁样思想谂过啊？嗱神咧，嗱记住一样嘢，咩又之神咧
？So what is God?
咩又之神咧？神嘅 definition 系点样咧
？What's the definition of God？
当然系好多啦，不过今日所讲嘅就俾你用一个 definition 俾你解释。
Yeah, so it is just one. There's many, but we'll use one to explain this passage.
一个神咧，佢系超越咗呢个时代。
So the God is actually surpasses time.
超越咗呢个时间。意思即是话佢唔系住喺呢个时间嘅里边。
Meaning he does not live in this time frame.
如果呢个神住喺呢个时间嘅里边嘅话咧？
If he lives in this time frame,
呢个神所讲嘅嘢咧，系可能有啲 conflict 喺度。
Because if he lives in this time frame, then the thing he says there might be some conflict.
点解咁讲咧
？Why do I say this?
因为我哋今日明日嘅事都唔知听日嘅事。
Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or in the years to come.
因为我哋住喺时间嘅里边。
Because we are confined by time.
但系神系住喺时间之外嘅，因为佢立时间，佢住喺时间之内嘅之后嘅。
But God actually lives outside of time, so is not controlled, limited by it.
所以对神嚟讲，一日如千年，千年如一日。
So to God, 1,000 years on earth is just one day to Him.
所以咧，佢一千年如对佢嚟讲系一日嘅话，所以佢讲嘢唔会有 conflict 嘅。
So if 1,000 years is just a day to Him, therefore the things He says will not have any conflict.
但系佢 promise 咗亚伯拉罕系 law 嚟喎。
But the promise he gave to Abraham is actually a law.
因为佢话神向着亚伯拉罕同埋佢子孙说，就系佢 law 嚟嘅。
Because in Galatians it says, God spoke to Abraham.
所以呢, 第17节就说, 我是这么说呢?
So in 17 it says, This is what I mean is this.
神预先所立的约,
so the covenant that previously set by God.
能够被432年之后，佢不向佢个约向摩西颁布，系废掉咗嘅。
So introduced 430 years later, that law is not thrown away.
咁如果系咁样throw away嘅话咧，咁以前所立嘅约，咪即是等于冇用。
So if you think about this, if it's thrown away, everything that happened before that, it's pointless.
咁如果系咁样情形，点解要两个都要立喺度咧？点解要两个约喺度？佢目的系做咩咧？
So then you think about why is there, you need two covenants?
咁个律法嘅目的系做乜嘢咧？
So what's the purpose of the law?
原来个律法嗰个 ultimate 个goal咧就系律法嘅总结就系基督。
Because at the end, the law, in summary, at the end is Christ.
原来个律法最终嗰个目的就系叫你point到去你叫嗰啲人去揾基督。
Because the purpose of the law is for us to focus and to point our thinking towards Christ.
你揾到基督嘅话咧？
Once you find Christ,
阿伯拉罕嗰个嘅福气同埋应许咧，你跟住有噶啦。
Once you find Christ, the promises from Abraham, you will get it eventually.
所以个应许系大过个嗰个嘅 law 嘅。
So the promise is actually bigger than the law.
如果冇个应许，又唔需要有个 law 喺度。
So if there's no promises, there's no need for the law.
如果冇应许，话承受唔到地土产业，咧已经因为阿伯拉呢个阿当嘅时间已经死咗噶啦，已经系咪？
So I mean, if there's no inheritance of this earth, then once we die, then that's it.
但神藉着阿伯拉罕嗰个嘅信咧，将呢个亚当失去咗嗰个嘅产业嗰个权利咧，系藉着阿伯拉罕俾翻我哋个应许。
So because of the faith of Abraham, what was lost through Adam, God is going to give back to Abraham, so the inheritance of this earth.
但系要透过基督。
But the only condition is it has to be through Christ Jesus.
一定要透过基督。
Has to be through Christ.
就保罗佢就捉咗呢个嘅重要点。
So Paul saw this and kind of hold this tightly and want to explain this to us.
咁咧，佢就保罗就用呢个嘅罗马书第七章嗰度解释到好清楚，解释到嗰个嘅 law 嗰个嘅目的系做乜嘢。
So Paul uses Romans chapter 7 to talk about what the purpose of this law is.
其实呢个 law 同神嘅应许一啲冲突都冇。
The purpose, the promise and the law, there's actually no conflict at all.
因为这个 law 咧，系我哋支持神嗰个嘅，去 support 神嗰个应许 ，make sure 神嘅应许系能够 fulfill 到嘅。
Because the law is actually used to support and to fulfill that the promises to the people.
点解要用这个 law 去支持神嗰个应许，系 make sure 呢个应许系成就咧？
So why do you need the law to support? I guess the promise and make sure that it kind of comes about. Because in Hebrews it says,
他说神啊,他立,他用这个应许啊,是经过他自己去起誓所立的。
Because when God makes a promise, He actually swears an oath.
是double guarantee. 意思即是说,你们阿伯拉罕属于阿伯拉罕的后裔,你们一定得到阿伯拉罕的应许。
So if you are the descendants of Abraham, you will for sure 100% get the promises.
所以你当你失望嘅时间，失望嘅时间。
So when you are feeling down and depressed,
你翻翻记得我点样同阿伯拉罕嘅应许，你就得着鼓励。
Then you kind of remind yourself that we have Abraham's promise.
因为我系对自己去起誓立嘅呢个应许。
Because God making an oath to Himself.
因为冇人大得过神，所以佢一定要对自己起誓立。
Because no one is bigger than God, therefore He has to use Himself as the guarantor.
大家明唔明白先啊？
You guys understand?
所以咧，大家认嘢，应许同律法咧系两个平衡嘅。
So the promise and the law is actually in parallel, balanced.
其实呢个嘅律法系去支持呢个嘅应许。
So the law is to use in support to the promises.
如果神冇呢个应许嘅话咧，
So if God don't have the promise for us,
就唔需要律法。
There is no need for the law.
我哋死噶啦，我哋。
We will just die.
所以呢佢跟住点讲啊
?So what does this say after?
佢话第十八节佢因为承受产业若本乎呢个律法就不本乎应许但神系凭着应许把产业俾亚伯拉罕嘅。
So in verse 18 it reads, For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it no longer depends on the promise, but God in His grace gave it to Abraham through a promise.
如果我这样看法,律法是应许之后。
So we take a look at this, so, the law comes after the promise.
应许是比律法之前。
Promise comes before the law.
咁我十八节我咁睇法啦。但因为承受产业如果是比是本乎之后所讲神所讲的说话的话呢本乎律法即是神之后所讲的嘛不是之后所讲的说话呢就不是本乎神所之前所讲的说话。但是记住一样东西神是凭着他之前所讲的说话对亚伯拉罕所讲的说话就这样的意思啊。OK? 你 make sense 啊啊你们 confusion, 看到你。OK,confusion。因为呢我用咗好多时间思想。意思即係我可唔可以咁样讲法神嘅应许係预这个应许係预先立咗嘅係之前嘅。神嘅应许係之前嘅。律法係神嘅所讲嘅说话係之后嘅。o、okay? k 一个之前一个之后。咁既然一个之前一个之后咁边个行先啊应该行先因为为什么因为应该行先嘅话呢咁律法喺度做乜嘢哦原来律法跟住 support 应许诶、哎、律法跟住嚟呀 support 呢个应许 ,make sure 神呢个应许系 double 向自己 swear 嗰阵时自己讲嗰时 ,make sure 系成就所以律法诶、哎、support 你 ,make sure 你得着呢个阿伯拉罕应许同埋得着基督嘅应许就系呢个嘅子孙就系后嗣嘅应许就咁意思收嘅话
Okay. Oh, no. So I get it now. So what happened is, so there's the promise which comes before, and then there's the law that comes after. So then we're asking about what's the purpose of this law, you know, to have two different, laws at the same time. But the purpose of this is you have, the promise, and then you have the law which keeps supporting it, and to make sure it gets fulfilled.
所以呢他第十八节咁讲啊因为承受产业嘅如果是本乎之后所讲嘅嘢唔係本乎之前所讲嘅嘢咁之前所讲嘅嘢唔係即係废咗啦你明唔明白係啦、mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, yeah. 所以冇可能话叫之后嘅嘢去大过之前㗎嘛因为 original always
bigger than
the 后面㗎嘛后面嗰、那个如果冇 original 就唔会有后面后面嗰个一定嘅 deviate from 前面嗰个嘛所有嘅 law 都系㗎啦大家知唔知呀
Okay. So, pretty much, the law is this. The latter cannot be bigger than the first. So therefore you have the promise which is the biggest, and the back, all it can do is just support and it can be deviation from the beginning.
其实意思即是话呢最后嗰个呢是 back up 前面所讲的嘢等你明白得清清楚楚是咁意思嘅。所以你每一样嘢都要 go back 返去原本所讲嘅目的。所以 Ten Commandment 就係所有嘅加拿大嘅 law, 同埋美国嘅 law, 英国嘅 law, 係 Ten Commandment 嘅里面 divide 出嚟嘅。
Yeah, so pretty much is, so you got the promise,And then the law is there to just to help and to aid. And, so just as like the U.S., government laws is derived from the Ten Commandments, a deviation from it.
Yeah. So, 你记住一样嘢，你如果冇呢个应许呢，就唔需要有呢个 law 㗎。
So, take home message is if you don't have the promise, there's no need for the law.
因为如果冇呢个嘅应许，我唔需要有呢个 law deviate 咗呢个 law 去 support 佢啦，已经系咪？就咁意思啦。
Because if there's no promise, the law don't need to support anything, so therefore there's no need for the law.
所以应许好紧要。
So promise is very important.
所以冇亚伯拉罕应许嘅话呢
So if there's no, promise, Abraham's promise.
就冇呢个基督。
There's no Christ.
冇呢个基督呢
If there's no Christ.
就唔需要有呢个律法。
There's no need for a law.
咁我哋返返去呀。律法嗰个嘅原意嗰个目的系做咩先
So now go back and talk about what's the purpose of the law.
好冇 我哋睇睇下律法嗰个原意嘅目的喺呢个罗马书第七章嗰度。
Take a look at Romans chapter 7.
其实呢个保罗讲律法系好嘅，系善嘅。
Like when Paul talks about it, the law is actually good.
点解呢个律法又要咒咗我哋嘅咧
？So why does the law curse us？
究竟系跟保罗先系讲紧乜嘢？你咁你想讲
？So what's Paul talking here？
睇下罗马书第七章。
Take a look at Romans chapter 7.
由第七节开始。
So starting Romans chapter 7, verse 7.
I will explain it to you. What are you trying to say? 呢个律法系咪？我试下睇第七章第七节。
Okay, so we're going to take a look at, first of all, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 12, and I can explain that verse a little bit further. It says, the law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says, the person who does these things will live by them. So then, if it's not based on faith, then what is this all about?
他说第七节，这样我们可说什么呢？他说律法是罪吗？律法当然不会是罪啦。律法怎会罪啊？律法是善的。律法所讲的东西叫你，喂，你不要起贪心啊。你唔好杀人啊！你要孝顺父母啊！你唔好偷窃人哋嗰财物啊！律法系咪好噶？律法系好噶。所以佢话这样，我怎么说咧？律法系罪咩？佢断乎不是。佢话如果是只是非因律法，我就不知道咩叫罪。凡非律法说嘅不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。
So in verse 7 it reads, what shall we say then? Is the law sinful? Certainly not. Nevertheless, I would not have known what sin was had it not been for the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, you shall not covet.
当然律法是好啦，是不是？不是罪啦，因为律法佢唔系叫你可以贪心啊！律法唔系叫你可以贪心啊！律法叫你唔好贪心啊！咁点会系罪啊？系咪
？So of course the law is good. I mean, it's not asking you, telling you that you should, you know, you should covet. But in fact, it actually teaches you you should not.
咁边样系罪啊
？So then what is sin？
自己就系罪啊
！We ourselves.
我哋嘅罪喺边度嚟？喺亚当嗰度 inherited 咗嚟我哋嗰度啊！我哋入边系有罪嘅。
So unfortunately, we have inherited this sin from our ancestor Adam. So we cannot say that, I guess the law is sin, because it's not. The law is good. The law asks us, tells us we cannot covet.
So, 跟住第七节、第八节，然而罪就趁着机会，我哋个里边嘅罪咧，就趁着呢个第八节，趁着呢个机会咧，就藉着呢个嘅律法咧。律法讲话喂，你唔好贪心啊！藉着佢所讲话不可贪心呢个字咧，呢、这个字咧，我哋个罪咧喺里边咧就即刻发动咗啦。
So in verse 6 it says, but sin using this opportunity. So when we think about it, is we have this sin, we have this covet, and then it kind of works within us. So the sin works this within us.
佢话因为没有律法，罪系死嘅。
Because without the law, sin is dead.
意思即系咩意思啊？我哋成日睇过啦，但系我哋冇思想去谂下，系究竟佢 exactly 系咩意思？佢话因为如果冇律法嘅话咧，罪就死嘅。
So what does it really mean? So apart from the law, sin is dead.
大家都明唔明咩意思啊
？You guys know what it means?
意思即系如果律法冇讲话唔可起贪心。
So the law says did not say that you cannot covet.
咁我就唔会有贪心。
Then we won't covet.
咁我冇贪心，咁意思即系我冇犯到任何嘅律法。
So if I didn't covet, that means I didn't I didn't break the law.
我即使我犯咗律法，即使我犯咗个律法啦，律法都唔可以治我死，因为佢冇律法啊嘛。
But even if I did covet, the law cannot punish me because there is no law in the first place.
因为冇律法就冇审判。
Is without the law, there is no judgment.
咁我贪心咁样，你凭咩审判我啊？你凭乜嘢去指控我啊？冇嘢指控我，所以罪系死。
So if I covet, there is nothing for you to place a judgment upon. Therefore, sin is dead.
所以即是等于同一个道理，就系话自由咧，一定有个 boundary。
So the same, I guess, teaching is that freedom, there's always boundaries.
如果这个自由冇 boundary， 这个唔系自由嚟。
If this freedom don't have a boundary, this is not freedom.
所以意思即系话冇律法嘅话咧，我哋又唔知咩叫有罪。
So without the law, we do not know what is sin.
同一样嘢，冇律法嘅话咧，罪系死嘅，罪系死嘅，即系佢冇用。
So similarly, apart from the law, sin is dead.
所以第九节啦，我以前没有律法系活着嘅，但是呢个律法嚟到咧，罪咧里边嘅罪又哇开始 activate 啦，跟住呢个罪咧，使到我里边嘅 activate 之后咧。我就被呢个嘅律法控告我，使到我死。
Okay, so verse 9 reads, "Once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life, and I died."
第十节。
And verse 10.
就那本来叫人活嘅律法，反倒叫我死咩
？And it reads, "I found that." The very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death.
咁啊，保罗佢睇得出，哦，原来律法呢个叫我叫你唔好贪心，唔好净系叫你好喎，佢点会叫你死啊
？And Paul is telling us that you know this, the law telling us not to covet is actually good. Why was it causing us to die?
原来叫我哋死嗰个唔系律法叫你死啊，系里边个罪啊，系叫我哋死嘅，杀我哋嘅。
So it's actually not the law asking us and making us die. It's actually the sin within us.
佢话第十二节啦，佢话这样看来律法系圣洁嘅，当然系圣洁啦，诫命亦都系圣洁嘅，当然系圣洁啦。系咪公义啊？当然系公义啊！叫你唔好偷，唔好抢，唔好剩啊！啲唔系公义啊，系良善啊！叫你唔好做啲衰嘢，系良善嘅律法，系咪
？Because verse 12 reads, "So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous and good." Just like the law is telling us we cannot do certain things that that is a sin. Therefore, so it's a good.
佢既然系咁样嘅话咧，唔通呢个律法系叫我哋死吗？
So if that's the case, why would the law ask us to die?
佢断乎不是啦，叫我死嘅唔系律法，系罪使到我哋死，因为罪系藉着呢个嘅律法嘅良善劝我哋唔好做呢啲，唔好做呢啲，而我哋偏偏里边嘅罪叫我哋做嘅话咧，所以咧显出呢个嘅罪咧，真系罪嚟，真系恶嘅，真系衰，就咁嘅意思啦。
So basically the meaning is, so the law, first of all, tell us not to do certain things. So, for example, covet. But the thing is, the sin within our flesh, telling us not to follow this and actually doing the coveting. And therefore, that will lead us to death.
第十四节了。
Verse 14.
因为时间关系啦，我今日唔系想同你讲呢啲嘢。第十四节。Okay, 我们原晓得律法系属乎灵啊，即系意思即是话律法喺边度嚟噶？律法喺神嘅口嚟，神出嚟嘅口梗系善噶啦，点会有恶啫？系咪
？So if the law comes out of the mouth of God, of course it's good. I mean, it's spoken by God.
但唔好嘅嘢就系我里边嘅罪啫嘛。
So the only thing that's not good is actually within us.
由于我哋律法叫我哋唔好做呢啲，唔好做呢啲，唔好做呢啲，我哋偏偏佢叫我唔好做，我偏偏去做。所以咧，原来点解我哋偏偏会做啊？系咩原因啊？哦，原来入边个罪叫我做嘅。
So the law keep on telling us not to do certain things, to break the commandment, but then the sin within us continuously works against it and tell us to do so.
呢个系每一个人都系 struggle 紧嘅。
This is a common struggle between everyone.
所以我哋要知道呢个律法嗰个嘅意义系其中一个佢嗰个嘅起足。嗱，呢个嘅 function 系其中一个 function 嘅，其中一个嘅律法嗰个嘅 function 嘅。再另一个 function 咧，佢就话俾你听，吓、啊、律法话系啊，你做唔到啊，我知你做唔到。嗱，咁现在咧， 律法局讲话，现在基督就嚟嚟噶啦，但未嚟之前咧，我要你每一年咧为你自己个罪去赎你自己嗰个罪。律法家教你啊，咁样。
Okay. So there is actually two purposes to this law. First off, is to tell us, you know, you're a sinner. For these are things that you cannot do. The second thing is the law tells us, you know.We know that God knows that we can't do it. So therefore, he gave us an option to go offer sacrifices for ourselves, you know, 3 times a year and go and to repent our sins.
So as,
and when Christ comes, then we will not be bounded by the law. When Christ appears, the purpose of this law is no longer in need, in use.
他做完他要做的事,
it's done.
那么应许呢, 就开始了。
And then the promise begins.
就是这样的意思啊。 Okay? 那我们回去加拉太书三章第十二节，大家明白啊, so far?
Everybody understand?
他说律法原不本乎信。
The law is not based on faith.
只说行这些事的就必因此活着。
On the contrary, it says the person who does these things will live by them.
其实律法他说保罗所说律法原不本乎信。其实他这个说话不是保罗所说的。
So when Paul writes in Galatians here, the law is not based on faith, it's not what Paul wants to say.
保罗是 call 这个利未记第十八章第五节的。
Paul is actually quoting Leviticus chapter 18 verse 5.
咁唔通难道嗰啲法律赛人问事佢冇睇过呢利未记咩？佢有睇过。
So could it be possibly that teachers of the law and the Pharisees didn't read Leviticus?
但佢唔明啫嘛。
But they just don't understand. Of course they did.
佢唔明咁咪当咗保罗系异端咯。
So when they don't understand, therefore they thought that what Paul is saying is not true.
保罗佢以前佢都唔明白噶。
Before Paul didn't understand.
Until 神 reveal 俾佢睇嘅时候，佢先要明白呢个利未记第十八章第五节嗰个真正嘅意义系咩意思。
Until God showed him a mystery of his words.
所以佢话律法原不本乎信，只说边个说啦？系神说嘅 ，OK？
So that's why he says the law is not based on faith.
行只说行这些事嘅就必因此活着。行这些事嘅必因此活着。就喺呢个嘅加拉太书第三章第十。
Okay, so the person who does these things will live by them.
唔系保罗讲啊，系神讲。
So not God saying this.
但系我哋活着意思即是话咧，如果行着能够行到律法里边嘅事嘅话咧，就可以称义。就活着即系等于称义，称义等于活着。OK， 一定要清楚。如果你一个人称义嘅目的就系要活着。如果你唔活着嘅话，你唔可以称义。因为神是义，个名是义，义是 everlasting 嘅，所以你我哋能够称义咧，意思即是我哋能够活着，我哋能够活着，意思即系我等我哋有永生。大家呢啲字系拎埋一齐。
So the person who is able to live by faith, live by the law, then or obey the law, then they will be declared righteous.
嗱呢个字咧就喺呢个嘅利未记第十八章第五节。
So Leviticus.Chapter 18, verse 5.
他说所以你们要守我的律例典章，他说人若遵行呢，就必因此活着，我是耶和华，就是耶和华所说的。
So it reads, keep my decrees and laws, for the person who obeys them will live by them, I am the Lord.
他说原来律法原本呢，不是叫你去信，也不是叫你去听，是要你守住和遵行，你才得的。
So in the beginning is not to ask us to believe and to listen, but more importantly is to ask us to obey and to live by them.
所以如果你能够守住同埋遵行呢，就係可以讲话行到呢个律法嘅里面嘅要求。
So you're able to perform, you can obedience and also be able to live by the law, then you have actually performed it.
咁你可以活着。
Then you will be able to live.
就好似呢个罗马书第二章第十三节保罗所讲。罗马书第二章第十三节。
So Romans chapter 2 verse 13.
佢话原来咧，在神嘅面前咧，唔系听律法为义，乃是行律法先可以称义。
So it's for it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but It is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
原来他说，原来律法不是本乎你信，亦都不是本乎你听，是本乎你要行出来律法那个每一样东西，你就因此活着。
So in relation to the law is not really about either whether you listen to it or whether you believe it. It's based on whether you're actually able to obey it and do what it says.
但是这班文士，这班法律赛人和我们呢，我们误会了这个律法的真正意义。
But then the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, and even ourselves, kind of mistakenly mixed up the meaning of this.
所以当时啊，在这个耶稣的时代当中呢，耶稣呢看到这班法利赛人文士啊，这些教师啊，全部其实他说明白这个律法，还教人这个律法，其实他们不明白，所以呢，耶稣指正他们的话，他们不明白。
So in Jesus' time, Jesus actually kind of able to see that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law have no idea what this actually means. But yet they're actually being teachers and teaching different people. Therefore Jesus went and rebuked them.
所以呢，在这个《约翰福音》第五章第三十八节，你会看到出来，很详细看到出来。
So in John chapter 5 verse 38, you can see it in detail.
不单止耶稣指控这些人，甚至保罗都是指控他们，说他们不明白律法。
So not only does Jesus rebuke them, also Paul did too.
其实这个的第三，这个加拉太书第三章第十二节，他说行这些事的就必因此活着。其实这个的字啊，真正的意思指住是指住基督的，是只有他一个行到，所以他行到的话呢，他必然因此活着就可以称义，不是指住我们啊，他知道我们一足行到了已经，是指住基督啊。
So when Paul writes, the person who does these things will live by faith is not pointing to anyone else. It's actually only turning to one person, who is Jesus. Because no one on earth can able to perform these things. Because Jesus is able to do this, he's able to become righteous through following, obeying the law.
因为神都知道我们做不到，还说这个说话没意思的呢。当然是说这个说话是指着有人做到，就是他的儿子做到咯。
So it's not much of a point to point to people that can't do it, but therefore pointing to the one that can, who is Jesus.
就去我睇下呢个嘅约翰福音第五章第三十八节啦，睇下。
So John chapter 5 verse 38。
主耶稣佢睇到呢边文士呢班法利赛人咧，佢系冇神嘅道啊喺佢心里边。
The Pharisees and the teachers of the law don't have the words inside their heart。
佢唔明白律法嗰个真正嘅嗰个嘅意思啊。
They don't.Really understand the true meaning of the law.
他说，怎么说啊？你们并没有他的道存在心里，因为他所差来的，你们不信。
It says, nor does the word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent.
我这么说啊，你们没有神的道，你们没有神那个所传给摩西律法的道存在你们的心里面，因为你们因为呢神所差我嚟嘅，你哋唔信神所差我嚟嘅，就咁嘅意思啦。
So,
五章第三十八节。
So what I mean is, I can put it this way: is you do not kind of have the word that was given to Moses, the word that was given to Abraham in your heart, because you do not believe the one that that God has sent to you.
如果你真系有神嘅道，明白呢个律法个真正意义嘅话咧，你又知道咧系神。是差我来这个的世界上。
Because if you truly understand the law and where it's pointing towards, then you will understand that who God is sending to this earth.
所以他跟39节说，你们查考这个的圣经，意思就是查考这个的律法。
So in 39, when he talks about you study or you study the scriptures, they're basically studying the law.
因为你们以为去 study 这个的 law, study 这个律法，原来藉着呢个 study 里边可以揾到永生咧
？So you think that by studying diligently about the law, you think you can be able to find eternal life?
原来呢个 law 嘅里边系揾唔到永生啊
！Did you know that in the law there is no eternal life?
因为呢个 law 嘅里边系要你行每一样嘢行足，你先至能够称义。
Because only way for you to become righteous is for you to follow every aspect of the law.
你要遵行同埋守住嘅先可以得嘅。
You have to.Perform it and also continuously to obey it.
So, you 谂住 follow 呢个law 去做呢样得到永生咩？佢对唔住啊，得唔到啊。
So, if you think that you can just look into the law diligently and maybe you think get eternal life, I'm sorry.
当你查考圣经的时候，你找不到永生在圣经里面。
So when you look into the law and you kind of look at it, you cannot find eternal life in it.
哇，咁好 confused 啊！咁唔使睇圣经啦，即系。
So now you think it's kind of confusing. So we should not just look. We should not read the Bible anymore because there's no eternal life.
咁跟耶稣点讲啊？原来啊，呢本圣经啊，个主要目的啊，就系为我作见证啊。作咩见证啊？
But then the main purpose of the whole scripture is to be witness for Jesus.
就系呢本圣经个主要嘅目的就系为我作见证。
So the main purpose or the only purpose of this book is for to be witness for Jesus.
你一定要信圣经里边所讲。指住我所讲嘅见证，你信呢度嘅见证咧，你就有父嘅心喺度啦。
So you must believe the examples or the what is it？
你能够信呢本圣经所讲嘅见证系指住我所讲嘅，你就有永生。
So if you believe the testimony that is pointed towards Jesus, then you will have eternal life。
永生咧就系从。你信呢个圣经里面嗰个指耶稣基督见证，你信呢个见证呢，你就有神嘅儿子，你就有永生。
So we believe in the testimony that's pointed towards Jesus Christ. After believing that, then you will have eternal life.
佢话第四十节嘅，然而虽然你哋知道啊，你哋都唔肯到我这里来，得着呢个嘅生命，得着呢个嘅永生，得着呢个称义。
So verse 40 says, yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
他说跟着怎么说，他说我不从神来的，我不受从人来的荣耀，但我知道你们心里没有神的爱，因为你们没有神的道在心里面。他怎么说，跟着我奉我父名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己名来，你们倒要接待他。
So, from 41 to 43 it reads, I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come from my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you would accept them.
他说你们互相受荣耀，却不求神，独一神的荣耀。为什么互相受荣耀啊？因为他没有神的心，没有神的律法，没有神的道在他的心里面。他不明白这个圣经嗰、那个查考圣经嗰个意思就系要 point 住耶稣基督。
So how can you believe since you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? And the reason behind they only want to accept glory from each other is because they don't understand the law and they don't have the Father and Jesus within them.
所以第54-55节，你唔好谂住我嘅父啊，要告你哋啊，有一位要告你哋嘅，就系你哋所仰赖嘅摩西。你哋仲为你哋信摩西啊？其实你冇信到摩西。如果信摩西嘅话，你信摩西所讲嘅说话，因为摩西所讲嘅说话就是指住我所讲。
So in the verse 45 it reads, but do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set, because all the law that Moses set before us is pointing towards Jesus Christ.
所以唔单止佢讲，甚至系彼得啊，佢自己都同嗰啲法利赛人文士啊，再宣告过喺呢个嘅使徒行传第三章第22节。
So not only Jesus and also Peter went again to talk to the Pharisees again。
佢话三章第22节，使徒行传第三章22节。佢话摩西曾说啦，彼得啊当时同法利赛人讲啊，佢话摩西啊曾经说过呢个说话喺使徒行传第三章第22节嗰度讲。摩西曾说啦，主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我，凡他向你们所说嘅，你们都要听从。
So Acts chapter 3 verse 22 reads, For Moses said, The Lord your God will rise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you.
佢凡不听从嘅，那先知的必要从民中全然灭绝。
And further it reads, anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people.
从撒母耳以来的众先知，凡说预言的也都说到这些日子，你们是先知的子孙，也承受神以你们祖宗所立的约，就是对亚伯拉罕所说的，地上万族都要因你的后裔得福。 神既兴起他的仆人就是他儿子，就先差他儿子到你们这里来，赐福给你们，叫你们各人回转离开这个恶道。
And it says, indeed, beginning with Samuel, all the prophets who have spoken have foretold these days, and you are heirs of the prophets and the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, through your offspring, all peoples on earth will be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways.
甚至彼得啊，佢都同巴利赛人啊、文士啊、嗰啲教师讲啊，甚至啊摩西啊，都系指住呢所讲嘢，都系指住我嚟讲，指住基督讲。
So even Peter went in front of the teachers and different high people that talks about the word and to explain that what Moses is talking about Jesus.
佢话如果意思即系话，如果成本圣经就指住基督，如果你哋唔信呢个基督嘅话咧。我哋天父嗰个对亚伯拉罕嘅应许嘅话咧，你一啲都冇份。
So all the scriptures is pointing towards Jesus Christ. Therefore, if you don't believe him, then whatever the promise is in there is not for you.
所以你喺呢个嘅三章第十二节嘅行这些事嘅就必然活着。
So when you live, the people who live by these things will live.
就系基督喺就喺呢个三章第十三节讲到呢基督。佢行咗律法里面嗰个嘅要求，受咗呢个嘅律法里面嘅咒诅。
And the 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
所以佢话作成了，作成了意思即是话，作成了意思即是话做咗律法里面嗰个嘅要求，就唯独佢一个可以做到，所以咧佢就可以活着。
So Christ had fulfilled all of the conditions required by the law to become righteous. Therefore, he's the only one that can live by it.
他受了咒诅。
And he is cursed.
什么为之咒诅呢?
So what is a curse?
神很 specific 讲去 define 什么叫咒诅。
So God is really specific in defining what is curse.
就挂在木头的里面就叫做咒诅。
So anyone that's hung on a pole is cursed.
所以耶稣个死咧系好 specific 嘅。
So the death of Jesus is very specific.
唔可以死喺 heart attack.
Cannot die from a heart attack.
唔可以死喺呢个山泥倾泻。
Cannot die from a landslide.
唔可以死喺 cancer.
Can't die from cancer.
唔可以死喺车意外。
Can't die from a car accident.
一定要死喺个时代嗰阵时间，系要攞木头将人吊起嘅个时代。
So it has to die on the cross.
就喺呢个《生命记》21章第23节。
So when it talks about this in Deuteronomy chapter 21 verse 23.
所以耶稣嚟到呢个世界上就完成咗呢个嘅律法里边嗰个嘅要求。
So when Jesus came onto the earth, he fulfilled the requirement of the law.
受咗呢个嘅咒诅。
And took this curse upon himself.
神喺呢个《生命记》21章23节同摩西佢哋咁讲。
So God spoke to Moses in Deuteronomy.
所有嘅尸体啊！被钉喺你十字架里面嘅，挂喺木头上面咧，唔可以过夜嘅 ，OK？
So he basically reason anyone that's died on the cross cannot be buried overnight。
系神吩咐佢哋嘅。
God have commanded them。
因为如果系咁样嘅话咧，一定要将个尸体埋葬咗。
So it has to be buried first。
免得呢啲尸体啊个污秽啊污秽咗我所俾你嘅地为业嘅地。
So that the curse and the, I guess the sinful nature of these bodies will contaminate the land that I've given you.
因为咧，佢话被挂嘅人咧，系神喺神嘅面前系受咒诅嘅。
So because God says that anything that's hung on the pole is actually under a curse.
所以当耶稣被钉十字架嗰阵时
，So Jesus was on a cross.
有啲人佢睇到生命嘅时
，When they read Deuteronomy,
佢就知道啊，呢个神嘅儿子。
So this is the Son of God.
Exactly, 同呢个《生命记》廿一章廿三节系 fulfill 咗嘅。佢真系挂喺木头嗰度受咗咒诅。呢个系冇罪嘅呢个人。
Because Jesus had fulfilled Deuteronomy.
佢被挂喺木头嗰度咧，受咗咒诅，就赎出我哋脱离咗律法里面嗰个嘅咒诅。
So because he took the curse upon himself, he took what we would have to go through only on him, so we don't have to go through it.
咁你初初又话律法系好嘅、良善嘅，点解律法又会咒咗我哋啊？咁
？So when you're talking about how the law is good, but now why is there a curse from this？
神系公义噶嘛
？Because God is just。
神系良善噶嘛。
God is good.
神系信实噶嘛。
God is trustworthy.
佢个良善初初话：，诶、哎，你唔好做嘢，唔好做咁样。
In the beginning, the law tells us don't do it.
系良善啦，系咪
？So it's good.
咁啊，公义点咧
？So why? How is it just?
你冇办法，你嘅里边嘅罪控制咗你，你做咗出嚟，咁你咪受到呢个律法里边嘅审判啦，就助你咯。
So because you can't control yourself and you actually committed, you know, a crime or you did something against the law, then you will have been punished.
但神又锡我哋啊。
And because God have grace and loves us,
又唔想我哋受到呢啲嘅咒诅。
Don't want us to be cursed.
不如我嚟呢度啦。
So let's do it this way.
所以神就完成咗呢个律法里面嘅要求啦。
So then he therefore sent his son.
所以保罗喺呢个哥林多前书第十五章，佢啊好大声咁样夸胜佢话。
So in 1 Corinthians
15 章55节至到57节啦。
To 57 it reads.
佢话死啊！你得胜嘅权势在哪里？个死啊！你嘅毒钩在哪里？死嘅毒钩就系罪，罪嘅权势就系律法。佢感谢神啊，使我们藉着我们主耶稣基督可以得胜咗。点样得胜啊？佢喺呢个嘅木头嗰度赎出我哋。离开律法嘅咒诅，所以佢得胜咗。
Okay, so and it reads, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So Jesus have took the curse upon Himself, and basically took the curse that we had to go through on Him, so we don't have to go through it.
所以佢第哥林多前书第十五章五十六节，可唔可以咁睇法呢？我咁同你睇睇啊 ，OK， 转下弯睇睇啊 ，OK。个律法，佢话个魔鬼啊，你用神嗰个律法去控告我哋，你嘅权势就系控告我哋啦。你指我哋系有罪，指住我哋有过犯，跟住点啊？系呢个罪啊，呢个过犯最终嘅目的系死啫嘛。但耶稣基督为我哋死咗。
So let's take a look at it this way. So basically, Satan or death is using the law against us and saying that because you broke the law, then you will have to die. So the end result is death. But in turn, Jesus came and said, you know, I will die for all. So therefore, I already did it, so no one has to.
So Jesus, how did he die? He said in Hebrews 2:14,
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
佢话儿女，我想拯救我啲儿女，有罪嘅儿女。既然佢哋有血肉之体嘅话咧，我也要猪养成为亲成，成为血肉之体。特要藉着死，就系挂喺呢个木头里边嘅死，败坏呢个掌死权嘅，就系呢个魔鬼。呢个魔鬼佢每一日都控告我哋嘅。
So in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it reads, "Since the children have flesh and blood." He too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. And the devil every day accuses us to the Lord.
So Jesus, 佢嘅宝血流嘅宝血，佢一定系成为人先能够有血嘅。Spirit 系冇血嘅，佢一定成为人先有血嘅。所以咧，佢就藉着佢宝血洗干净我哋嘅罪。
So God has to take the body of a human because in the spirit there is no blood.And using his blood, we are cleansed.
So, 在哥罗西书啊，保罗去再讲哥罗西书第二章第十三节至第十四节。
So, Colossians chapter 2, verse 13.
佢藉着耶稣基督嘅钉十字架咧，我哋佢话你们从前在过犯未受割礼里边中系死咗，未受割礼意即系意思即系唔明白神嘅律法嘅人，你哋从前喺呢个过犯嘅里边。是明白神的律例的里面当中在肉体里面死了。神呢就赦免了我们一切的过犯叫我们与基督一同活过来又涂抹了我们律例上所指攻击我们一切的条例把它拆去钉在这个十字架上。
And it reads, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgaveUs all our sins." So uncircumcision means at the time where you do not understand the scriptures.
所以大家有冇谂到罪同过犯有咩分别啊
？So you guys, what is the difference between sin and transgressions?
啊？冇分别。你细心啲谂下咧，你知有分别。
Any difference?
罪过犯咧就系罪嗰个嘅 fingerprinting.
Transgressions, how are we translate, is sins, the sin fingerprint.
就是过犯, 就是那个罪的fingerprint. 如果你, 我们没有过犯的话呢, 我们就不会有罪。 意思即是说, 由于我们本身有罪的缘故, 所以呢, 我们犯了一些规条, 当我犯了规条之后呢, 就知道原来我们是罪的原因, 才犯了一些规条。 所以过犯呢, 就是罪的fingerprint. 我没有罪啊, no, 你有罪。 怎么罪啊? 你犯了这些过犯,就不是罪咯? 哦,这样啊, 就这样意思啊。 所以罪和过犯是有分别。 如果我们没有过犯, 就不可以有罪。 因为我们没有fingerprint嘛, 记不记得forensic? 那些forensic的人, 那些人杀了人之后, 他打算洗干净了van, 将尸体扔下去啊。 怎知原来有些血在旁边那里, 在那里。 咁你攞DNA一拉拉咗, 原來呢個DNA就死者嗰個血嚟嘅, 你洗得乾淨嘅, 嗰個van都洗唔乾淨, 都抽咗出嚟, 就係指控咗佢嗰個嘅, 佢嘅過犯, 指控咗佢嘅罪囉。
Okay, so, in short, sin is the crime, transgressions is the evidence. You don't have evidence, that person did not commit a crime.
Yeah. Right? 你明啊? 所以我哋一定要, 灰佢一灰佢就可以灰到啲嘢出嚟，冇可能嘅啫。過犯罪咁咩意思咧？我哋諗下個乜鬼嘢意思咧？原來過犯就係你個 fingerprint 係你個罪嚟嘅。OK， 所以咧你個 fingerprint 一你犯咗罪之後，譬如你一啲人犯奸淫，一捉咗之後，你嘅過犯就係犯奸淫啊嘛。咁即係犯奸淫咪就係罪嚟咯。咁就咩捉到啊？仲咩錯啊 ？fingerprint 又睇到啦，係咪？ 就咁嘅意思㗎嘛。所以佢话你哋从前呢係过犯，係好多 fingerprint 喺度，好多 fingerprint 啊。所以神呢就用佢补血啦，抹干净晒啲 fingerprint， 抹干净嘅 fingerprint 之后有冇罪啊？你唔能够指控我有罪啊？你揾到我 fingerprint 啊？有咩罪啊？神有咩就承担罪？咁意思啦。咁样解释明唔明白啊？咁好，好个 stuff 啲嘢落你嗰度。OK。
Okay, so before Christ came and died for us, of course, there's a lot of evidence, a lot of fingerprints that shows that we have committed or broke the law. But when he came, he died for us, and his blood cleansed all the evidence, took it all out. So when Satan will come to oppose us and accuse us, and then he can't find any evidence. So,
yeah. fingerprint. 冇晒fingerprint，咁有咩罪啊？你话我犯咩罪啊？所以有时警察捉唔到人，话佢指控到佢，话佢犯唔到罪，法官话佢冇罪，就咁原因，佢冇证据啊嘛，冇 fingerprint 就咁原因噶嘛 ，OK？
So we have sinned, but then because God or Jesus have cleansed our evidence that we have sinned, wiped our sins clean, so therefore we will no longer be able to be condemned because there is no evidence.
系啦，跟住喺呢个。
罗马书第八章三十三节同埋三十四节。八章三十三节同埋三十四节，藉着耶稣基督受咗，为咗我哋受咗咒诅之后嘅话，跟住佢将我哋嘅过犯洗干净晒，洗干净晒过犯就冇罪啦。冇罪嘅话咧，咁之后就仲边个控告我哋咧？因为神已经系称我哋为义啦，就边个可有权唔称我哋为义啊？
So in 33 it reads, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. So I think what this is about is if all their sins is swept clean already, we don't have any evidence to prove that we are a sinner at this moment, then who else can stand before us and say that we have sinned?
34节啦，佢谁能定我哋嘅罪咧？嗱，撒旦就唔可以控告我哋有罪有罪噶啦。撒旦the best he can do 就系控告我哋啫。审唔审判咧，系在乎神嘅，因为神去 execute 佢嗰个 law。但系撒旦the best he can do 即系，撩下你啊，你有痔疮嘅时撩下你啊，你有嗰度痛啊，佢撩下你咁样，啱样好烦你嘅，佢就咁样啫。OK， 就等你哋，你哋唔好咁嬲嗰时啊。 整啲油落去啊，再揦一啲火落去啊，咁样等你发火，佢就 the best he can do 就咁样 ，OK？ 咁就佢控告唔到噶啦，已经系嘛？过犯已经威包咗啦，系咪
？So it reads, "Who then is the one who condemns? No one. But because of Satan, all he can do is he can kind of work with the things that is bothering a little bit or a small amount of sin and kind of poke at it. Not going to explain that part, but and keep working at it. That's all he can do."
边个定我哋罪？系神定我哋嘅罪啊嘛！神啊威逼咗我哋罪，咁边个可以定我哋罪嘅？撒旦唔可以定我哋嘅罪嘅。佢基督已经死咗，佢用个宝血威逼咗我哋嘅过犯啦，已经系嘛？唔单止啊，仲死里复活啦，使到我哋可以清义啦。现在仲继续喺神嘅右手边嘅里边，为着我哋嗰啲撕裂嘅嘢、戆居嘅嘢，替我哋祈求啦。咁仲有咩控告我哋啊？系咪
？So Christ Jesus who died, more than that.Who was raised to life is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
So, 第三章第十四节啦，加拉太书第三章第十四节。所以保罗所讲嘅嘢好有层次嘅，好有 logical 嘅。你跟翻佢，你知道佢所讲乜嘢？佢唔系乱咁讲嘅。佢话这边意思即是话，由于系前边第三章第十二节，由于基督为我哋嘅罪受咗咒诅。这样咁嘅原因嘅话咧，所以叫到阿伯拉罕嘅福咧，就因着耶稣基督咧受嘅咒诅咧，可以将呢个福咧去临到一班嘅外邦人，使到我哋因着呢个信耶稣基督佢嘅为我哋嘅咒诅，同埋为我哋嘅死，同埋为我哋嘅复活，因此咧就得着咗呢个嘅圣灵咧为一个嘅应许。
So Paul is actually, when you write his letters, is very, logical. So it talks about how because of certain things have happened, then the result will come about. So it talks about how because Christ has taken the curse for us, and now in, what we can have is actually the blessing from Abraham, and also this actually extends to the Gentiles also.
So 意思即是话，由于基督肯为我哋受咗咒诅，所以呢神应许阿伯拉罕嗰个嘅福气就因着基督受咗呢个嘅咒诅，我哋可以承继咗呢个嘅福气啦。
So before there was Abraham's promises, and because Christ has took this curse upon himself, and because of that, now the promise from Abraham it can be fulfilled.But into the Gentiles, we don't even know who Abraham is.
咁佢唔紧要，原来亚伯拉罕嘅子孙就系基督。你哋系基督嘅后裔，就亚伯拉罕所有嘅福气，你都有噶。
So it's okay we don't know who Abraham is because Jesus Christ is a descendant of Abraham. Therefore, if you're a descendant of If we are children of God or Jesus Christ, then we still have the inheritance.
所以咧，神将向亚伯拉罕嘅应许咧，你哋都有份嘅。虽然你哋唔系犹太人。
So therefore, the promise given to Abraham, all the Gentiles will still have it.
所以咧就系话，冇应许咧就唔需要有律法，冇呢个律法就唔会有基督啦。大家明白就係咁樣意思啊，所以呢應許係好緊要嘅，呢應許。
So without promise, there will be no law. Without the law, there will be no Christ.
跟住喺呢個，我想睇下究竟呢個亞伯拉罕點樣得到呢個嘅福氣？因為我哋唔熟亞伯拉罕嘅，我哋想睇下呢個亞伯拉罕究竟佢喺神裏邊點樣得到神呢個嘅福氣？佢憑乜嘢得到神呢個福氣啊？我哋要知道。
So, because we don't understand or know Abraham that well, we need to take a look at how Abraham has got this, this blessing from God.
我哋喺呢个罗马书第四章第十三节嗰度一直睇落去嘅时咧，我哋就会睇到呢个嘅廿五节，就睇到呢个亚伯拉罕点样得到神呢个嘅福气，因着咩原因得着神所俾佢嘅应许。
So, in detail, in Romans chapter 4, verse 13 all the way to 25, and talks about this.
保罗咁讲啊，佢话因为神嘅应许咧，亚伯拉罕同埋佢嘅后裔必定承受呢个世界，唔系因着律法， 乃至因信呢个嘅应许嘅人而得到呢个嘅承受呢个世界。
So it reads, it was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir to the, of the word, but through the righteousness that comes by faith.
佢呢好 tricky, 好 tricky 嘅，第四章第三节，佢因为神应许亚伯拉罕同埋佢嘅后裔，即系一定系要以撒所生嘅，一间会讲啊，系基督嘅后裔，必定承受呢个世界。嗱，如果咧我哋承受呢个世界，如果当神讲嘅承受呢个世界，当然系讲呢个将来嗰个嘅新天新地啦，将来嗰个千禧年啦，嗰个意思即是话，你一定有个 entity 就系永远活着先可以承受到嘅。如果你唔系永远活着嘅话咧，你可能承受唔到。如果你承受呢、这个暂时呢个世界呢、这个嘢系冇用。神嘅应许就话：亚伯拉罕啊，你将会承受永远嗰个世界系永远嘅。但系咧，你一定要系因着你嘅信称义，义咧即是永生，即是永活先系义噶。OK， 你有呢个义，即系有神嗰、那个。嘅 title 係義嘅話咧，你先能夠活著。一活著嘅話咧，你可以承受呢個世界，承受呢個世界係永永遠遠承受嘅。所以呢個嘅四章第十三節，呢應該係非常非常之大嘅。
So what it talks about is the promise that God has given us is He wants us to inherit an eternal inheritance, which is in the future, the thousand years of I guess a peace and further on. But if our bodies at this moment, we don't have eternal life, we cannot inherit it. So,
係咪？你唯一有義先能夠有呢個 eternal life.
Right. So the only way to have this eternal life is to be claimed righteous.
咁當時亞伯拉罕係信乜嘢？信神嘅應許啊！信神呢個應許，就係由於佢信神你所講嘅應許，亞伯拉罕佢信咗之後就稱佢為義。稱個為義就俾佢承受了 ，OK？ 所以一定要知道，原來啊，亞伯拉罕信乜嘢？信神嘅應許。哇！信神嘅應許，好似好簡單啊。哦，其實唔係簡單啊。一間我睇下佢個應許，信嘅應許並非簡單。所以佢成為多國之父咧，係有原因嘅。
So what did Abraham believe? He believed in the promise given to him by God. Is it a really easy thing to do? Oh, I just have to believe and have faith in it, and that's it, but actually, it's actually really tough. We're going to take a look at it.
非常之唔係簡單啊 ,ok? 因为第十四节嘅约是如果係呢个嘅承受呢应许啊成为后嗣啊，因为述乎呢个律法嘅人呢才得为后嗣嘅话呢，咁佢讲话亚伯拉罕所信呢个嘅应许就归于虚空，咁呢个应许都冇用。
So why? Because in 14, verse 14 it reads, For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing, and the promise is worthless.
是啦，好 make sense 啊，跟住第十五节啦，佢话因为律法咧，跟住保罗解释噶，佢话因为律法咧，佢主要原因咧就系咩啊，扰动神嘅愤怒啊，叫人咧受神嘅刑罚嘅，哪里没有律法，就哪里就没有过犯。哪里没有律法，就哪里唔会有罪。冇罪就冇过犯，冇过犯就冇罪。Okay?
So verse 15 reads, Because the law brings wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. There are no transgressions, there is no sin.
因为神是公义的嘛。神不可以 puff 啊。哎我嗱你阿仔你听话呢你就做呢啲我就唔打你咁样系嘛？佢唔会啊！佢话你犯咗呢啲，我就会打你嘅。佢系公义嘅 ，OK？ 所以咧，我哋犯咗呢个律法咧，就会怒动神嘅愤怒。神一定要有愤怒嘅，即系佢叫你唔好做，你做咗，神会罚你，系公义嘅。呢叫公义，呢就叫做 OK。
So God is very just. If you have committed a sin, He will for sure punish you for it.There is no other way for you to kind of do certain tasks to get out of it, but yeah.
所以佢话冇律法就唔会有过犯，因为点会有点解会唔会过犯咧？因为冇律法指控我哋，咁我有咩过犯？有咩罪啊？就咁意思嘅。佢话所以第十五、第十六节啦，所以人得为后嗣系本乎，即系人啊得为后嗣，即系人咧能够承受咗呢个嘅产业咧系本乎信。 既然是本乎信，不用做任何事的话，这些就是恩典来的。叫应许定然归给一切的后嗣，不但归给属乎律法的这些犹太人，也归给一班效法阿巴拉罕信的人，好像我们这班人外邦人，我们想效法阿巴拉罕的信。咁阿伯拉罕有咩信呢？我哋要效法佢。
So in 16 it reads, therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. Not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all.
跟住17节啦，呢个 tricky 啦，呢个 tricky。阿伯拉罕所信嘅系叫那死人复活，使冇变为有。他在神的面前作我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你作多国的父。
And verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not.
哇，那叫死人复活，这个字好像很简单。我再俾啲嘢俾你睇，人哋你睇到唔系信呢个嘢唔系简单。我睇下呢个创世记廿一章第十二节，神啊同阿伯拉罕讲啊，佢话以撒啊喺以撒所生嘅先能够成为佢嘅后嗣。廿一章第十二节，呢个嘅创世记廿一章第十二节 ，Genesis。神啊，同阿伯拉罕讲啊，应承咗阿伯拉罕。阿伯拉罕啊，佢话你嘅福咧系你后嗣先有，但系边个系你后嗣咧？系一定要以撒所生嘅先成为你嘅后嗣。咁阿伯拉罕佢记住呢句说话啦。阿伯拉罕好有记性，佢记住呢句说话。哦，以撒所生嘅先我成为后嗣。哦 ，OK， 好似好简单哦。哦，唔系简单啊。之后再睇翻呢个第廿二节，第创世记廿二节。
So let's take a look at Genesis chapter 20, verse 12. It reads, But God said to him, so Abraham, do not be distressed about the boy and your slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.
21, verse 12.但你不要以为系以撒所生嘅，对你所说话，你该听，因为从以撒所生嘅才称为你嘅后嗣。嗱，我哋记住呢句说话，神讲嘅说话之后咧，阿伯拉罕佢好识啊，佢记住呢句说话之后咧，跟住喺呢个嘅创世记廿二章第二节。
So we should focus on the word, well in English is the offspring will be reckoned. Next we turn to Genesis chapter 22.
跟住神又再同佢讲喎，之前讲嘅话，以撒所生嘅先系后嗣啊。跟住同佢讲，喂，你所带住你嘅儿子最爱嘅独生子，你所爱嘅，去到啲摩尼山嘅里边，我所指示嘅地方，献佢为一个嘅燔祭。
And Abraham has really good memory. He remembers what God has told him that your offspring from Isaac will be reckoned. And here in chapter 22 verse 2 it reads, Then God said, Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you.
如果阿伯拉罕杀咗佢个仔死咗，咁神第创世纪廿一章第廿二节嗰个说话唔应验唔到咯，因为神讲话以撒所生嘅先为后嗣啊。如果以撒死咗，咁点会后嗣啊？仲有后嗣啊？系咪
？So if he sacrifices Isaac, how can the well Isaac's offsprings be reckoned? But because he's going to be dead already.
但阿伯拉罕佢信啊，佢信神所讲说话噶。神啊，你话以撒所生嘅系后嗣，即使我献咗俾你嘅话咧，你都可以叫佢复活嘅。
So because Abraham believed that this first promise.So he believes that even though he sacrificed his son, God can probably make him come back to life.
当时间冇复活呢回事嘅，佢信呢样嘢，你信唔信你啊？你呢个伯拉罕嘅信。
Back then there was no such thing as resurrection, but he believed.
就系同一样嘢，叫我哋信耶稣从死里复活一样。
Which is the same. We believe in Jesus, how he raised from the dead.
同埋伯拉罕唔单止信从死里复活，佢系信从冇啊变为有啊。
And then he also believed that nothing will come of something. So in Romans chapter 4 verse 18, it reads, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it has, just had been said to him, so shall your offspring be.
So,
So 19 it reads, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead, but he still believed.
So
yet he did not waver. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
所以当时他是被称为义时律法还没有的，是不是?
So when he was declared righteous, the law was not in existence.
律法是430年之后才有的，经过摩西颁布而已。
So after 430 years from Abraham, so this righteousness was established a very long time ago. So why still need the righteousness from the law? So it's hard to figure out.
所以这个4章23节，宣为他的义这句话，不单是为他写的。 也是为我们将来信为义的人写的，就是我们信咩啊？信神使我主耶稣基督为我到我哋嘅罪受咗咒诅，跟住第三日复活，好似亚伯拉罕所信嘅，就系信冇变为有，从死里复活，系一模一样。So
verse 23 reads, the words it was credit to him were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead.
So 25节佢话耶稣信乜嘢？耶稣被交俾人，系为咗我哋嘅过犯，即系为咗我哋嘅罪啦，为咗我哋嘅fingerprint啦，我哋俾人哋控告咗，由于我哋有fingerprint，你deny唔到啦，你有罪啦，你有fingerprint嘅缘故，你deny唔到你冇罪啦，为咗我哋嘅罪，为咗我哋嘅过犯，耶稣基督佢复活咧，系为咗我哋清义。耶稣基督佢可以复活。 咗之后永远长存嘅话咧，佢可以叫呢个义者。如果佢有能力叫呢个义者嘅话咧，佢可以叫任何人都可以叫义者。被称为义嘅人咧，就有永生；被称为义嘅人咧，就得着生活生命。就咁嘅意思啊。OK。
So in the last verse it reads, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. So therefore, death cannot bind him, and he is declared righteous. So when it talks about is if we were declared righteous, then we would have life, we'll live.
所以呢,我跟住呢,我跳去第三章第十五節,我唔會再解釋因信所得嘅聖靈嘅應許,我唔會再解釋,好清楚其實。跟住第三章第十五節,弟兄們,我所照著人嘅常話說,雖然係人嘅盟約,若已經立定了,就沒有能夠廢去同埋加添。
So in verse 15 it reads, brother and sisters, let me take an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case.
大家要清楚盟約的意思,盟約和應許兩個字是不同的。So
okay? You have to figure out the difference between covenant and promise.
什麼叫盟約呢?
What's a covenant?
就是contract,好像一個contract那樣。
So it's a contract.
Contract呢,一定要兩個人agree。
So we need two people to be in accordance with each other.
而兩個人agree,agree什麼? Agree是大家是這些,是一個deal,你覺得是我給這樣的價錢。
So in a covenant, you have two people who set different conditions with each other, and then they establish a deal, and once it's signed, this deal is set and can't be changed.
So, is
the status between these two parties are very similar. So, for example, is if you want to buy a house from a certain amount, the other party must have the same amount of wealth to be able to afford it.
所以这个盟约呢,既然一签了之后就不可以改了。英许呢,就同盟约不同的,英许。So,
promise is a little bit different from the covenant.
因为英许呢,我给你的东西呢,我不需要你还的。Because
a promise, what I gave you, you don't have to give back to me.
可能我的英许里面有些少条件在。Maybe
in the promise, there might be a couple of things requirements of, required of you.
但我给了你之后,你还不到的。
But once I give it to you, there's no way for you to return it.
通常哪个人有资格去俾应许俾人呢?
So who is have the authority or able to give promises?
一定系大比细嘅。
So it has to be someone that has more wealthy or higher status.
系有比冇嘅。
Someone that has will give to someone that does not have.
大家明唔明白？嗱，呢个应许咧就系话，一定嗰个人系还唔到。喂，你多谢你俾应，当住你应承咗俾你嘢，我还，跟唔使还啊？我应承咗你唔使还。
So it has to be a one-sided deal, so the one will give to another without repaying.
好像这个Warren Buffett,他应许了说,我将我的财产,每一年卖了他的share,买了多少,就给一个foundation。因为他喜欢这个foundation所做的事,所以他就给一个。如果这个foundation不meet到Warren Buffett的requirement,Warren Buffett有权将他的promise可以取消。 Okay? 所以呢,第三者接受那个应许,他没权做任何事。唯一他要做的事呢,就是他一定要fulfill了Warren Buffett,要求你继续做这些善事,帮助一些小孩子,就可以了。就这样的意思,okay?
So an example is Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest men in this world, will be able to support a foundation if only they kind of satisfy certain requirements. But the moment they don't, he can cut off this support.
咁呢跟住咁講,第三章第16節啦,所應許嘅原是向阿伯拉罕子孫說嘅。So
the promise was spoken to Abraham and to his seed.
而呢個嘅應許呢,係神嗰個嘅contract嚟嘅,係神嗰個嘅法例嚟嘅。So
this promise was God's contract.
所以呢神唔會取消佢嗰個嘅contract。So
God will not destroy his contract.
因为他说,人的contract都不会取消了,大家握手之后,神和你和阿巴拉罕写讲的contract,怎么会取消呢?就这个意思了,okay?
If the contract of men remains valid through all the years, so will God's contract.
所以第十七节,我是这么说呢?第十六节,我的应许原是向阿巴拉罕和他的子孙,即是耶稣基督,就是耶稣基督就是阿巴拉罕的子孙。
Okay, so this promise talks to the descendants of Abraham.
所以呢跟住第十七节啦，佢话这我是这么说呢，神预先所立嘅约，因为神说嘅嘢就系约嚟噶嘛。就神话我预先所俾个应许，点可以俾430年后嗰个律法废掉咗呢？叫应许归于呢个嘅虚空呢？
So in 17 it reads, so what I mean is this, the law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus throw away with the promise.
所以应许又是神讲，律法又是神讲，两个都是约来的，一个有先一个有后。
So the promise is spoken by God, the law is also spoken by God, and both of them is a covenant.
而这个约这个律法呢是 make sure 神的应许是可以成就到。
So the law is to make sure the promise gets fulfilled.
意思即是说这个约呢是帮助这个应许。
So the covenant is to aid this, the promise.
如果你帮助这个应许，那这个律法和应许有没有冲突啊？
So do you think there's any, discrepancies between these two?
即是等于太太帮助个丈夫，怎么有冲突啊？
So in similar, your wife helps the husband, there's no, I guess, conflict.
如果两个都站在 calling for shot 那里，那当然有冲突啦。
If both want to make a decision at the same time, then of course there is a conflict.
因为帮助他，要辅助他，不会有冲突的。
When the wife should support the husband, therefore there will be no conflict.
所以他说因为承受产业的，若本乎这个的律法的话，就不本乎应许，但是神是凭着，明明是凭着应许的，叫亚伯拉罕承受产业的。是，意思即是说，因为神，因为承受产业的，若果是本乎是之后所说的话，就不是本乎之前所说的话。如果是本乎之前所说的话的话呢，咁意思即是话呢应许就唔啱啦，係咪？
Okay.
你读返第十八节。
So for if the inheritance depend on the law, then it no longer depends on the promise, but God in his grace gave it to Abraham through a promise.
哇，神嘅应许人好犀利啊，神呢个应许。喺希伯来书佢点样应许法啊？希伯来书第六章第十三节，所以呢个应许系必定成就嘅。希伯来书六章第十三节，至到第十八节。
So Hebrews chapter 6 verse 13 to 18.
佢话当初啊，我就读中文出嚟就得噶啦，几有时间关系。佢话当初咧，神应许亚伯拉罕嘅时候咧，因为咧佢话当时冇人比自己大更大，可以指着起誓，佢就指着自己誓。通常你起身誓一定要指着大过你嘅起誓嘅，你唔会指着你细嘅起誓嘅。当时冇一个人大过神，神系最大，所以唯一方法，佢一定要指着自己起誓讲啊。佢亚伯拉罕啊，论到福咧，我必定赐大福俾你；论到子孙咧，我必定系赐你子孙多起来，好似呢个天上嘅沙咁，就咁样答应咗佢。亚伯拉罕咧，这样亚伯拉罕咧就记恒久里面嘅忍耐。所以其中一个承受呢应许嗰个条件要恒久忍耐，就得咗呢个应许啦。佢人都是指着自己起大嘅起誓，并且起誓为实据，就列结咗呢个嘅争论。照样第六章第十七节嘅，照样神愿意啊，神好愿意 voluntary 啊，去为呢啲承受应许嘅人咧，额外显出佢我嘅旨意一定会更改啦。所以佢向佢自己起誓。证明藉着两件不更改的事，神呢却不能说谎，好叫那逃避避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以达得这个喜乐。意思即是说第十七节他讲话，神肯愿意为到这些预定承受这个产业应许的人呢，神额外呢醒他呢，就说我的旨意必定不会更改，我的旨意不更改呢，我就向我自己起誓。所以 double guarantee 就是这样的意思，就是一定不会更改。我对你的应许是个约来的，人的约都不会改，我对你的约更加不会改，我再 guarantee 你我不会改，我就向自己起誓。厉不厉害、啊、这个 guarantee。
So what this whole passage kind of talks about is how GodBecause there's no one bigger than God at that time. When you make an oath, you basically swear an oath to someone that's bigger than you. Therefore, God swore by himself to make sure for you to understand that this will not change. It's a guarantee.
So, 第 18, 第 6, 第六章第十八節希伯來書你睇英文咧，你就會明白佢講係咩意思啊？意思即是話咧，原來我當我哋失望嗰時，我哋翻去神嘅應許嗰時，我哋就得著呢個鼓勵。啊，神呢應許係 double 嘅 ，double guarantee 嘅。咁我哋得啦，翻返神面前，神係應許咗我噶。你話我哋承受呢啲產業嘅，我哋有到呢啲信心，好似阿伯拉罕嘅信心啊，就咁、是、嘅意思啊。OK， 第六章第十八節睇 NIV 你好清楚啊。Take hold of the hope。set before us may be greatly encouraged。今日喺呢个第呢个嘅三章第十九节，加拉太书三章第十九节 ，OK， 好快脆啊，讲埋咗佢。第十九节，佢话这样说来咧，律法系为什么有呢？原是为过犯添上的，等到那蒙应许嘅子孙，即系等到基督嚟到之后咧，藉着天使经过中保所设立嘅。但系中保咧就系、是、新约嘅中保咧就系、是、基督啦，旧嘅中保就系摩西啦。中保系得一面作嘅，呢中保即系等于我哋嘅 mediator 为我哋求情嘅呢、这个中保。但系神咧系一个，这样咧律法系以神嘅应该反对么？佢断乎不是。如果若曾传一个能叫人得生嘅律法，呢、这个律法本身系叫人得生嘅，系叫你唔好做呢啲，唔好做呢啲，系叫得生嘅啫。但问题是你做唔到，你咪要死咯，就咁、是、意思啊。如果真係呢個律法係可以叫你得生嘅話咧，呢、这個義咧就要靠著呢個律法就先可以。但係呢個義翻轉頭唔係靠律法啫，係靠因信稱義噶嘛。所以咧，聖經咧就把眾人咧就端喺呢個嘅罪嘅裏面，使到應許因著耶穌基督就可以歸給那信嘅人。原來神嘅應許咧係藉著神嘅聖經啊，把眾人牽喺罪裏面。等到呢个耶稣基督嚟到之后咧，就俾人叫人哋信完之后咧，就得咗呢应许。
Okay, so 19 to 22 reads, why then was the law given at all? It was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. The law was given through angels and entrusted to a mediator. Old Testament is Moses, and New Testament is Jesus. A mediator, however, implies more than one party, but God is one. Is the law therefore opposed to the promise of God? Absolutely not.For if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would, certainly have come by the law. But scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin, so that what was promised being given through faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe, children of God.
所以我跳廿三節，我唔會再解釋嘅。我有好多經文幫你解釋廿三節，都係第時有機會，因為好多時我哋講咁長，我好多時都會。跟翻嚟噶啦 ，OK， 所以咧，我再解釋翻呢個嘅廿四節嗰度解釋俾你聽。三章廿四節，佢這樣律法是我們訓悔嘅師傅，引我們到基督那裡，使我們因信稱義。意思即是話，這樣呢、这個嘅聖經就係我哋嘅眾，就是、我哋嘅訓悔師傅。訓悔師傅意思即是話教訓我哋，我哋 make sure， 嘿、hey, ，你哋得到應許噶。Make sure 得應許啊！你唔好犯呢啲罪啊，唔好咁笨啊！你做個 calculation 去計下，如果做咗呢啲嘢嘅話，你得唔到應許，你好笨，你蝕大本啊 ！OK， 就叫訓悔啊，教你喂，你唔好咁笨啊，咁就咁意思 ，OK。
So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. So this guardian is like someone like a mentor, kind of teaching us along the way and to guiding us and rebuking us, so we will be justified.
所以咧，呢个就日日训诲师傅，即系话俾你听，我嗱第三章十六节都讲明咗啦。我哋阿伯拉罕子孙，我哋得到呢个应许啊。所以呢个嘅训诲嘅师傅咧，就系我哋嘅圣灵啊，就系呢个律法教导我哋，要我哋 make sure 我哋可以因着信可以称义，因着信耶稣基督可以称义。所以咧，跟住咧，罗马书第十章第十节，佢讲到话律法嘅总结就系基督啊。使到凡信基督嘅人咧，都得着呢个嘅应许，都得着呢个嘅义。罗马书第十章第四节。
So Romans chapter 10 verse 4, Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
我可以咁讲话，律法嗰个总结咧，就系、是、讲到神嗰个嘅应许。
So at the end, the law talks about God's promises.
当你信基督咧，就会得着呢个义，就得着呢个应许。
So when you believe in Christ, you will have this righteousness and you will have this promise.
所以咧，成个律法咧 就是 point to 去基督。
So this whole, the whole law, points to, Christ Jesus.
你得咗基督。
If you have Christ,
你得咗呢个应许。
You will have the promise.
呢个应许就是神应许咗呢个亚伯拉罕嘅应许。
And this promise is the same promise that God gave to Abraham.
就是承受呢个产业。
Is to inherit the land.
我哋始祖亚当失去咗呢个承受呢个产业嘅权利。
And the inheritance is the sole inheritance that Adam lost.
藉着亚伯拉罕作多国的之父。
Through Abraham, because he's the father of many nations.
有亚伯拉罕嘅信心。
We have Abraham's faith.
信从死可以复活嘅。
The faith in that in resurrection.
系从破产去到承继财产嘅，信呢样嘢。
From having nothing till the end, we have everything.
所以咧，基督系一个嘅 mean。
So Christ is the median.
是一个嘅 mean 啫，即系意思就系最终嘅目的就要承受产业。
So at the end we need to inherit.
唯有要承受产业，一定有个 mean 帮助你承受呢个产业。
So there has to be some sort of a mean to help to aid us to inherit this.
所以冇呢个应许
，without this promise，
就唔会有呢个律法。
We won't have this law.
所以呢个应许非常之重要。
So this.Promise is very, very important.
如果你想唔想得着呢应许，你唔需要信基督。
So you don't want this promise, you don't need to believe in Christ.
你信基督，你得着应许。
When you believe in Christ, you will have this promise.
就得着亚伯拉罕失去咗佢嘅权利，就 restore 翻嚟，藉着耶稣基督。
So we will have what Abraham lost. I mean what Adam lost and restored by Abraham.
大家明唔明白啊？好深啊！保罗讲嘅好起身，睇嚟睇去灰佢，希望帮助到大家。我今日喺度做个好多嘢嘅，不过谂住讲唔晒，但系都有机会嘅。我做个祈祷，神啊，我哋真系多谢你，因为你个应许实在信实，因为你自己起誓立嘅。因为我哋其实神啊，你唔需要起誓立，因为你所讲嘅说话就系真。你起誓立系为咗我哋嘅软弱嘅缘故。因为我哋好多时受到逼迫，受到有困难嘅事，我哋好多时都去 go back 翻去 square one。但当我谂翻咧，阿神啊，你个应许系起誓立嘅，而你嘅应许系个约嚟嘅，你嘅应许永远都唔会改变，因为人嘅约都唔会改变，你嘅约点会改变呢？我哋所信嘅信耶和华，信我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神，神啊，多谢你，藉着亚伯拉罕嗰个因信，使到我能够称义，我哋因着称义，我能够承受到你产业。我哋嘅始祖啊，我哋个亚当，佢嘅罪失去晒所有嘅嘢，系本来要死，但系神你为咗我哋嘅死，神你多谢你。求主你继续喺恩待怜悯，帮助我哋明白到你嘅话语，能够融会贯通，能够听得清楚，睇得明白，好似保罗咁样一样。多谢恩主，我简单祈祷交托奉恩主耶稣名祈祷。